Thank you, Susan. We'd like to welcome Jeff to the program. First of all, Jeff, could you explain the magnifying glass?
Sure, Vance. Magnifying glass is a... First off, there's a lot of companies that make magnifying glass, glasses of one sort or another. And several years ago, I had a need for magnification on my screen as I worked at higher and higher resolutions. And as I wore stronger and stronger glasses, I was having difficulty seeing some of the work that I was doing on screen, or even just reading my morning newspaper as I first got to work. And I was looking for magnifying glasses. Last year, I switched to a different company with a different computer, and I found a need for a whole new set of software. My old stuff just wouldn't work here anymore. I got on the internet and started looking around at all the different products I could find that would magnify my screen, something that would be configurable to meet my needs, not somebody else's idea of what I might need. And after looking at 12 or 15 different programs from all over the world over a period of about a month, I ran across Magnifying Glass or Magnifying Glass Pro and played around with it and was really impressed by what I saw. It moved much more smoothly across the screen following my mouse than some others did. What a magnifying glass does is just magnifies whatever your mouse is pointing at on the screen. And I wanted something that gave me an adjustable rectangular box that I could magnify. Sometimes I'd want that box to be wide and narrow, and sometimes I'd want it to be real tall and skinny, but I needed to be able to adjust that. I needed a frame around the box so that if I was at just a little bit of magnification, I could tell where the edge of the box was, and otherwise I would get confused. And I wanted something that I didn't have to keep hitting a bunch of funny keystrokes to be able to turn on and off. A lot of different choices are all built into Magnifying Glass Pro, and I don't have any connection with this application other than the fact that I ended up offering to rewrite the documentation so that it was a little more understandable for English speakers, because this was written in Russian originally. A magnifying glass is very, very useful for early in the morning. I haven't had my coffee yet. I sit down to read the Houston Chronicle. I'm here in Houston. I sit down to read the Chronicle online. I can magnify what I'm looking at in Internet Explorer or in Opera. There's other ways to magnify it, but I find really that the magnifier a lot of times does what I can't do with the browsers themselves. By moving the mouse around, it will follow the mouse, or I can set this particular application to where the box that everything is getting magnified in just sits, and I work on a two-monitor system, which certainly isn't required, but I'll set my box in the left screen, magnifying whatever my mouse is on top of in the right screen, and I can then just point at a picture, point at text, and I can read it big on my left screen, which I find very, very convenient. I can resize this thing on the fly so that it looks at a square, it looks at a skinny rectangle, anything I need. I can make it very large, very small. I can change the magnification. Normally I find myself just going back and forth between 2-power and 4-power magnification. But I also use 1-power magnification, which sounds kind of silly, but since it puts, in my case, a red frame around whatever I'm pointing at, I like that because it helps me to concentrate on perhaps a paragraph or a particular section that I'm studying when I'm looking back and forth between manuals stacked on my desk and what I'm seeing on the screen. And it's a one-to-one, no magnification box that I can just slide around the screen. I find it convenient. I don't think that the guys that wrote it ever probably thought of that, but I find that that's something I use periodically myself.
How can one adjust the size of the magnifying glass or adjust the screen position of the glass?
Okay, well, that's really where this particular application shines, is some of the things that the fellow that wrote this and owns the company is named Vitaly. He had some other programmers working with him. But Vitaly got in and came up with some things that I haven't seen anywhere else, and I really liked what he did. Simply by grabbing my mouse and shaking it, literally just shaking it while it's on the table, left to right, it will turn on or turn off the magnifier. And by shaking it, for lack of a better word, up and down, just forward and backward, rather rapidly, it pops up a control panel. And with that control panel, I have a whole lot of options. I can use the control panel immediately, just very quickly, easily, without any thought whatsoever, to change the size and shape of my magnifying box, and also the magnification level that I want the box to be set at. I can also change this to where it either, like I said earlier, it either follows my mouse around the screen or it sits in a fixed location wherever I set it down. And when I'm moving it around the screen, I happen to like my mouse to be centered in the middle of the box, but I know other people that would rather have it off at one corner, and there's a number of different ways you can tell it what corner you want it to sit at, or you can even let it choose where it, what corner it's going to grab as to whatever's most convenient for where it's sitting on your screen. By the way, this thing will do, it's kind of hard to call it magnification because it'll unmagnify, it'll shrink things all the way down to maybe 20% of the full size, and it will also enlarge things well over 100%, 1,000% of what you'd be looking at. So it goes way high and way low on magnifying and shrinking what you're looking at, which is kind of sweet. It's just fun to play with, if nothing else.
How can someone save one group of viewing preferences for viewing text and another set of viewing preferences for viewing graphic images?
Well, Vance, I don't want to get real detailed on how to do that until someone's actually looked at the application, but it's not especially hard. You can go in and you can set it. For example, I'm doing a lot of AutoCAD, and I can set this thing up where it will, when my mouse is over an AutoCAD application, an AutoCAD window, it will automatically turn to a very large square magnifier that's giving me 4-power magnification in inverted color. So it flips all my colors to the inverse of what they are. But then when I'm reading text in Internet Explorer, for example, I'll have it very, very wide but narrow. It automatically detects whatever the mouse is writing over as I move around the screen. And you can see the box jump around if you're just messing with it. I could have 7 or 8 applications open, and each one could be set in the background so that it would automatically detect whether I'm over Internet Explorer or Opera or Winamp for playing music. And it's just anything I put it over, I can tell it, when you see this application under the mouse, automatically switch to this configuration, inverted, not inverted, 2-power, 10-power, 1.1-power, all kinds of choices, and it just handles it all on the fly after I've set it up. And, of course, that's the kind of thing that you tweak and prune and play with over a period of time so that you get what you actually like the best. But it's the details of it are pretty clear once you get into the program, but just talking on talking verbally, I think it'd be a little difficult to explain those details.
What is the auto switcher?
That's the part where it detects what's under the mouse, and when the mouse passes over the particular application, it takes on whatever characteristics you've done. By the way, the regular old background screen on Windows, if I've got several different programs that are on my screen, but I don't want this thing on all the time, of course, I can shake it and turn it off and just toggle it on and off that way. But I also a lot of times will set it where when I move my mouse over the regular Windows background with no application other than just the desktop under my mouse, it turns itself off and I don't see it at all. And then it turns itself back on when I move it over Microsoft Word or whatever application I'm using.
How can a user show or hide the magnifying glass on screen?
Yeah, again, you can just shake it left and right, and that's totally adjustable. Some people like to shake it a little bit. Some people like to shake it a lot. I was kind of surprised when I was playing with this initially a year ago that it turns out I tend to shake my mouse without really thinking about it. I'll be pointing at something just for myself, nobody else looking at my screen, but when I'm looking at something I'm interested in, I tend to point at it and shake the mouse. And it used to kind of freak me out that the magnifier would turn on and off. So I went out and I adjusted that setting so it was a little bit less sensitive, and I had to move farther and faster. So my regular shaking, unconscious shaking, wasn't turning it on and off, but it's very easily adjustable. Also, the up and down shaking for turning on and off the control panel, which we call command mode, is adjustable.
On the magnifying glass Pro, what is command mode?
Well, command mode pops up all kinds of extra options that some of which I've mentioned and some I haven't. In fact, a couple are just thrown in there for grins. I've never come up with a good reason for them to be there. But when you're in command mode, you can that's where you can set your hotkeys. The default hotkey for turning this thing on and off is Control-Alt-G for glass. But I don't like that command sequence, so I always change mine on the different machines I've installed this on. I change mine to where it's Control, and then just under the Escape key. In my mind, it's the tilde, but I don't have to hit the shift key. So whatever that single quote is there, Control in the single quote is what I use to turn it on and off if I'm doing it manually, because you can also turn this on and off manually. In fact, you can also just point. It sits on a little magnifying glass icon. Sits down by the clock, and I can go down and click on that and turn things on and off that way. Command mode configures all of that. It also configures what effects, special effects I want to have, whether I want it to invert colors, whether I want it to, one of the effects that it can have, which is really interesting if you're going out to a website like Flickr and looking at photographs that other people have taken. I happen to love black and white photos. I can set this thing up where anything that I point at, and I do this at a one-to-one magnification where there actually is no magnification, but I can use it to point at a photo and it'll take a color photo, and whatever my mouse passes over suddenly shows up in black and white. I think that's kind of cool. And then there's some silly ones in there. There's one called Noise, and it's like static on a television set. I'm not quite sure why that would be in there, but somebody had fun writing it, and they left it in. But so there's some extra features that maybe they have a function, maybe they don't. But there's more features that Vitalik periodically comes back and adds features to this. And as people request him, he comes back and he upgrades the application. It's up on version 1.2 now, whereas when I started playing with it a year ago, it was not even up to 1 yet. It was still a beta when I got it.
What are the system requirements for Magnifying Glass Pro?
It'll work on any Windows computer. It'll only work on Windows. It's not going to work under Linux or Unix or a Macintosh. Though, come to think of it, it probably would work just fine on a Macintosh running an emulator, because it works fine when I'm running virtual machines, which I do sometimes for work. So anything that's Windows-based, Microsoft Windows-based, any form from 95 on up through Vista, I've tested it and it works just fine. It is going to run just a little bit herky-jerky on Windows 95. It's certainly usable, but it's not quite as clean as it would be on XP or Vista. And it doesn't have, it's very small. It installs in the download from their website, workerscollection.com. The download took, I just did it a minute ago to test it, and it downloaded in well under a minute. And then I installed it on a virtual machine here at my desk a few minutes ago, and it installed in 5 or 10 seconds. And it's very minimal space requirements. It's very non-intrusive. It doesn't suck up a lot of memory or anything. Now, there are some modes that you can turn on, and they do have a note next to them before you turn them on that this is going to use a lot of your CPU time. They're super, super smooth viewing, but even on a fairly weak machine, I haven't seen those be too restrictive, but I don't use them too much either. Just because the regular stuff is so good, I don't see a reason for going to the super mode.
How much does Magnifying Glass Pro cost?
Well, in my mind, it's $25, but I believe it's actually listed at $24.95. Being an American, everything's just under what it really is. But anyway, so it's $25 and available out at workerscollection.com. By the way, Vitaly has recently upgraded his website. Workers Collection, W-O-R-K-E-R-S collection.com. When you go out to that website, which is dedicated to this application, you've got some other applications that are in the pipeline that ought to be here real quick that are also very good for remote controlling of computers. But the when you go to his website and click on the a link there, it says Magnifying Glass Pro, and then in red it says New. When you click on that particular line on the first page of his website, it takes you to an option for English and Russian, but also for very large print. It's got a since obviously this is aimed at people who want to see their screen better, he figured that it would make sense to have a large print edition of his webpage, so that takes you to the large print version. It is there. You just have to click on the red new on the first page, and it'll take you over there.
Other than going to workerscollection.com, are there any other ways listeners could get more information about Magnifying Glass Pro?
It's a free download. Magnifying Glass, there's two versions of this. There's the initial Magnifying Glass, which leaves out a lot of the bells and whistles, and it's free forever. And then there's the 30-day trial, which is Magnifying Glass Pro, and it's the one, of course, you pay $25 for, but it works fine for 30 days before it pops up any kind of a warning. Since both of those are free downloads, and one of them is free forever, and the other one with all the fancy stuff, the auto-detect and those things, that one is trialable, since you can get a demo of it. That pretty much covers any questions people would have on it.
We've been speaking with Jeff Ford, who is a Microsoft Windows specialist in Houston. This is Eye on Vision.